Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we do anything, yes. Rob Spiewak has a major announcement.
I do. The Mike O'Mara Show says, Mike.
You're not going to read it. Aren't you going to set it up before you read it?
Well, I thought you wanted a presentation.
Well, do whatever you want to do.
All right.
All right.
You know what it
Knock
is?
Knock your socks off.
It's Monday time, fun time, contest time.
Yay.
Woo!
And the Mike O'Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
By the way, you're the most sober man in the room, and you sound horrible.
Thank you.
I think you sound great.
I think he might have gotten some booze in his ears.
There you go.
Yes, Mike, this Valentine's
Boom.
Day, we have something sweet for you. Thank you.
Woo.
Just send an email to...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
What are we talking about here?
It's the contest.
Is this a new contest?
It's a brand new contest.
A very rare contest that we do on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of special? We don't do a lot of contesting on this show, Mike.
Right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to allow you to be our Valentine.
Ooh. Fake applause. Yay!
And here's how you win. Just send an email to Valentine@MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you're automatically entered to win a lovely gift from either Sherry's Berries or Pro Flowers.
We're actually giving away a real prize.
We are real prizes.
Not your fruitcake. This is a real prize.
Hey.
This is a real prize, Rob. This
what?
Is a big deal.
Oh, then maybe we should do hipper music. What
All
do
right,
you say?
Happy Valentine's Day.
The Mike O'Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
They want to give back.
Yeah, baby. This Valentine's Day. We're giving away, what, Sherry's Berries?
And Pro Flowers.
And Pro Flowers to you. I'm very excited about this.
Yes, just be sure to include your name, your phone number, and a witty note of 50 words or less.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
What do you mean by a witty note?
A witty note. A note that's witty.
Like something funny?
Yeah, something to entertain us.
So is this contest random, or do people have to earn their berries or their flowers?
Earn your berries, Mike, is always the motto that I live by.
Earn your berries.
Earn your berries.
Okay.
No, it is a random contest, but don't you want to be entertained?
Well, people are dying to be entertained.
And the people are dying to entertain us. So what we need in this email is your name, your phone number, and this so-mentioned witty note of 50 words or less.
Can you give
that
us
explains
some, yes?
why you... love us.
Can you give us some sort of example as to what a witty note would be?
Sure. Dear jackass.
Or instead of, let's say, saying hello or good afternoon, you'd say salutations.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, mix it up a little
yes.
bit. Entertain us. But here's the turn. The thing is that it's Valentine's Day. We want you to be our Valentine. So write to us and tell us why you love us.
What if
us.
Somebody was to send a note of a very witty note of like 43 words?
That'd be fine.
Would they be disqualified?
Well, that's 50 words or less.
Oh, it's 50 words
yeah.
or less.
So you're looking yes. like for like a 62 word.
And
document.
You know what? You know what? 62
so
words.
So what if they were to... All right, so I misspoke.
Okay.
What if they were to send us a witty note of 60 words?
How witty is the note?
It might be very witty.
Well, wit stops at 50. It's like Twitter.
In the world,
you have a character count.
In the world of Rob Spiewak, that's
won't
where
allow
it stops.
You to send it.
That's where it stops.
You know what? We're ballparking at 50.
Well, you see, you put this in the contest, and it's just like you're already causing trouble.
I was causing no trouble until you brought it up.
How about just send a witty note?
Okay. But keep it brief.
Yeah, but keep it brief.
Well, let me check with the promotions department.
Keep it brief, you bastards.
They say it's okay.
All right,
you checked
good.
With the promotions
yes,
department?
I came right back.
And you'd have to get past our initial screening, which is the random selection.
How about just be sure to include your name, your phone number, and a witty paragraph?
And you know what the most important thing is? You mustn't gloss this. The paragraph has to explain why you love us.
There you go.
Yes. That's the point of it, because it's Valentine's Day, you see.
A little pick-me-up.
Then what happens, Rob?
Then, every day until Valentine's Day, we will randomly select an email. We'll dial you up on the phone, and if you answer...
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Why is Mac at the table?
You know what's funny? Is he asked permission if he could sit there, and Pony gave it to him, and I said, why the hell not?
Pull a microphone over, Mac.
Yeah. Yes.
Any
this
one of them.
Is your big break.
Oh, boy.
I want you...
wow.
I want you to read that copy. To all of us.
And your best DJ voice.
And I'm going back to the other music, man.
and talk right into the microphone.
Now, have you got the gist of the copy by looking at it? By scanning it like a good pro broadcaster would do?
No.
What you want to do, you have to figure out what you want to do, how you want to sell it. Do you want to sell it with the emotional appeal? Do you want to sell it with the fun appeal? How do you want to deliver it?
I don't know.
So you have to make that determination.
I will just read it.
No. You tell me, how are you going to approach the copy? That's what I want to know.
May I offer this?
He's getting very nervous.
May I offer this?
May I take that copy and try to read it?
No.
You can't read. No, we've established the fact that you can't read.
That's really mean when you say it like
Mac,
that.
Thank you.
What you want to do is you want to attack this copy with more energy than we've seen from you thus far.
Right.
Because a contest is, if nothing else, exciting. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Spiewak is giving you a direction here.
Okay. Please.
So from the top?
Action.
Oh, showbiz talk.
Go, boy.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes.
R. This Why?
What?
Why are you emphasizing our?
Because it's in the quotations.
Why did you put it in quotations?
Because you always say, be my Valentine. That's the hack thing.
So he emphasized the right word.
Yeah, but he said our.
Instead
be
of our
Valentine.
Our.
What are you, a pirate?
Our. Like
an
the
orange
hour,
pirate.
Like the hourglass.
Our.
Like the hour.
Can you say our?
Our.
Okay.
You know, the worst way to offer direction is with trying to have people mimic style, but let me offer this.
Please.
From the top, please.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
There you go. All right. There's your direction. Take two. Go. Okay.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
Nice.
Yes. This Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yes. I may read better than him.
Yes.
Boy, what a contest. It's going to be like the Super Bowl yesterday.
Take it from the top, please. Here we go.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes, this Valentine's Day, we have something sweet for you.
I'm sorry.
No.
What's this?
Yes. Like you're continuing the thought.
Yeah.
Be our Valentine. Yes. That's the way. Mimic
really
that.
Really sell
term.
It.
Yes, this Valentine, or whatever you wrote. Okay. All right, go ahead.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
Good.
Yes. This Valentine's Day, we have something sweet for you.
Come here.
You know it's magical when your words come to life.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes, this Valentine's Day. Okay?
Got it.
And then I'm going to give you the rest of it. Okay. We have something sweet for you. Okay?
Yes.
Right, you got that?
See if you can it. Also mimic his register.
Especially today.
Yeah. I'm counting the clicks.
Hello there. Yeah. Okay. Hey there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes, this Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
So creepy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just continue from yes.
Oh, so we're going to do a pickup, Mike.
Okay, pickup.
All right.
Yeah. I got to start the music over again.
All right, now you have to go from the top.
Yeah, and then wait for the music to establish, and don't blow it.
The Michael Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes, this... I cannot get the S.
You know what? As the writer of the copy, take it out then.
Give it to Pony.
Yes. Oh, okay. Now you're talking.
Give it to Pony.
Yeah.
Let's see if Pony can do it.
Yeah, right. This will be good.
Give it a try, Pony. Let's see what happens.
Do you think we're going to improve? We're going to step up or step back?
I think we're going to improve. I think it's actually going to sound better.
I think it'll be a lateral.
My pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Get up! Boogity, 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 shoot.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Pretty glad you came to work today, huh, Matt?
All right, Pony.
Mm-hmm. Where's my music? There we go. The Mike O'Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes, this Valentine's Day, we have something sweet for you.
It's good.
Just send an email to valentine@mikeomarashow.com and you're automatically registered to win a lovely blah, blah, blah.
No, you know what it was? It was diction. Diction got it.
No, it was a very important thing to my ego.
Hmm.
It was the fact that he said Mike O'Mara show.
Mike O'Mara.
Can he have one more try?
That is a no. But
O'Mara.
It was so good. I wasn't going to interrupt him, but I want to hear it from the top.
Okay, should I start the music again?
Yes,
please. Okay. Please.
Let the music establish. Think Alan Coulter. You know what he's bringing? He's bringing Alan Coulterness to this.
Amen. Oh.
I like that.
Very good.
The Mike O'Mara Show says, the hour. Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know where the the went.
Please say my last name. We're going to have to train you.
O'Mara.
There we go.
Okay. There we go.
All right, very good.
And we want to hear some of that in the copy.
Amen.
Please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Mike O'Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
No, you had it right the first time you did it.
Well, you're freaking me out.
I know, I know. But we're just trying to coach you.
Sink or swim, man. Come on.
So it's perfect.
Okay.
Swim.
Your first read was the best. Go.
The Mike O'Mara Show says, be our Valentine.
I hate to jump in here.
I can't do it.
Why did you know? I thought that was a good one.
Because what's happening is he's getting tense, and his vocal cords are constricting.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and you know what we need? We need you to breathe deep, because when you relax,
breathe deep.
That's what we need from you. We need what we don't need. We don't need, can I have a cigarette? What we have is, do you have a cigarette?
Okay.
I need a cigarette break.
Pony, bring sex into it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, very good.
Pretend you're with the Moody's
dog. Good luck.
Oh, boy.
All right, good luck.
The Mike O'Mara Show says, be our Valentine. Yes, this Valentine's Day we have something sweet for you. Just send an email to valentine@mikeomarashow.com.
Excellent.
And you're automatically registered to win a lovely gift from either Sherry's Berries or Pro Flowers. Just be sure to include your name and phone number in a witty note of 50 words or less that explains why you love us. Then every day until Valentine's Day, we will randomly select an email. We'll dial you up, and if your answer,
that's right,
you
pick it
win.
Up with, pick it up with, we'll dial you up, and don't let your energy lag.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. 10 winners, courtesy of Pro Flowers.
No,
that was the wrong pickup.
No. Pick up from we'll dial you up.
We'll dial you up, and if you answer, you win. 10 winners, courtesy of ProFlowers.com and Berries.com. Because we're sweet on you. Happy VD from TMOS.
Start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In 1978, we bought this house for $150,000. If we sell our house and don't put it back into a behemoth, we have $140,000 of profit. We liquidate everything. Stocks, right? Your father's bond, $20,000. The minimum for both cars, $16,500, I figured. I'm being very conservative. Very conservative liquidation leaves us $190,000 in cash.
No.
Yes.
We couldn't.
I'm telling you, $190,000 in cash.
I can't believe it.
Now, all we need is a motor home, and we should get a great one because we're going to live there for the rest of our lives.
Well, what do you think a motor home cost?
Guess who went motor home shopping? Hi, friends. Motor homes for sale, $45,000, complete for a great one. 30 feet long, a bedroom, a bath, a kitchen, a microwave that browns, a little TV. Beautiful, beautiful, better than our new house. It has wheels, too, okay? This is what we talked about when we were 19. Remember, we kept saying, let's find ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have a dollar, so we watched television instead. Linda, this is just like Easy Rider.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Piper Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland, where we want the, I think it's parking lot 42.
Well,
lot
43.
Yeah, lot 43?
43. Leave it alone.
We want lot 43 to go back to the people.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it. Today's show is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You can't forget it, and even more importantly, you can't wait till the last minute. It can be such a hassle.
It can a hassle, man.
But never fear, Pro Flowers is here. Just listen to this. Get 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99.
Vase.
You'll look like a Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, no, you'll Mr. Big Shot. Look at you, Mr. Big Shot.
You'll look like Mr. Big Shot. Better yet, upgrade your order and add gourmet chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. So that's flowers, chocolates, and a teddy bear.
You are so covered, you really will be Mr. Big Shot.
You can't beat it. Just use our wonderful code TMOS and do it now. It is a huge bouquet of 100 colorful, gorgeous blooms. You can't beat the deal. Pro Flowers is quick and easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Get it done early. That means today. Choose the delivery date and you're done. And since Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back, and it's a no-brainer. Here is the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. 100 blooms of love with free glass vase for only... Who coughed?
Who was that? Was it you, Mac?
Was that Mac?
Gonna get you a glass of water or something?
Mac.
I know, it's a tough, tough day for you so far, dear.
It's the first day.
Might have been a bad call.
Hello, dear.
To have him sit in.
Yeah, I know, dear. He took me out of it. I heard it. Sounded like it was amplified. 100 blooms of love with free glass vase for just $19.99 for upgrade and add chocolates. One more time. I'm goofy tired. And a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Order right now.
You know, they're advertising 100 blooms. We only have one bloom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's Matthew Bloom.
Matt Bloom.
He's mm-hmm. great.
But you missed your cue.
Oh, right when?
Now.
Okay.
Right now. This deal expires soon. Happy day after the worst game in the history of the Super Bowl. Thank you. The worst. Now look, it's tough when you're at Jimmy's and you're observing what's going on the big giant screen because you're not getting the full television experience that a lot of people around the country are getting. But I will tell you, based on what I saw, what I heard, the game that I watched, I thought it was, from start to finish, the most amazing land of suck. And at the end of the night, Oscar and I were having this massive debate because I was reading more into it than I should.
In what
and
way?
I was just saying,
the NFL's
this
over.
This is the end of the NFL.
It's over.
It's the end of the NFL.
NHL is going to go straight
to the
top.
But you know what?
I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
There was 30 that. Seconds when that safety happened that we thought we were in for something special.
Something fun.
The beginning of the game, you said, oh my God, yeah. This is going to be one for the ages.
Right.
And then, I mean, it was just, I mean, my God, Denver fans?
Ugh.
My heart goes out to Denver's fans because, you know, they did so well during the season. You get to the big dance, you get to the Super Bowl, and then, oh my God, what a total, complete, utter letdown. And then throw in the commercials, which we have been hyped on. Is his microphone open, Rob?
It's open a little bit.
Why don't you kill it?
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of room noise. You get to the game, and then you get to the commercials, and we've been hyped on this for God knows a month.
Oh, more than
and
that.
And it was the pure land of suck.
Radio Shack commercial is getting the most hype. This Monday, the Sunday, after the Sunday Super Bowl.
And you know
well,
why?
As it should, because it was the only one that I really laughed at when I watched it. I thought it was amazingly
funny.
And
I applaud Radio Shack for sitting on it and not putting it out on the net last week.
Yes.
And that's where Budweiser loses me. Budweiser makes great commercials every year.
They don't, though. That's where I'm going to disagree. I'm sorry, a puppy dog with a Clydesdale.
Oh, you didn't like Linus?
That was so sweet. But that would have been great if it had been the first time I saw it.
If you'd never seen a Clydesdale before, it would have been a great commercial, but it's like we use the dog and the Clydesdale, and the Clydesdales do something they really can't do in real life, and it's Bull, and it's Bud.
They can't love?
Just, oh, my God. No, it just sucks.
You can't love other animals?
No, it's just... It's
it tugged at my heart, my heartstrings.
Yeah, I like
really
that.
Did.
I like that spot, but
such
I give...
A shill.
No.
You are
no,
such a shill. He loves the NFL.
I also had like 14 Jack and Cokes,
I know,
but
yeah.
I was like, beautiful.
And not just in little glasses.
We're going to get
either.
To your carafes in a
so
second
beautiful.
Here. Incidentally, thanks to Jimmy for that amazing Oscar Santana delivery system. That was, you know, at one point I said either to my wife or I said to Rob, I said, is he drinking a carafe of Jack and Diet Coke?
Yes.
And somebody said, Yes, he is. And it's, it was like I thought it was regular Diet Coke.
No. And by the end of the night, there were several people that were taking the carafe train.
Really?
Yeah, I know that Todd was drinking from carafes.
Yeah, Todd
and someone
was
else, was it girl, was
yeah,
drinking
from a carafe? Yeah, she got on the gravy train.
Oh, my God. I just thought, I didn't even put it in my show prep, but I just thought about Todd at the end of the night and what Todd was talking to me about.
What?
Oh, my God. Do you remember the Russell Crowe discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really awkward.
Was it? Weird.
Yeah, because I know that Todd...
Todd was very curious about the way I looked in the
1980s. Yeah. I have an image here that I can share with our listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
And his boyfriend,
yes,
Oscar Santana,
hey.
Was actually putting up pictures to enhance.
Because we've had this
Todd's
conversation on our
argument.
Private lives. We said, this is what this Mike used to look like.
I'm so glad I remember that. This is the very end of the night before the Santana train pulled out of the Jimmy
the
station.
Santana
if
train.
You don't, if you're
this
new,
was
if,
the very last discussion of the evening.
If you're new to the show, in the 80s, I think this is circa 86, maybe. You can help me out here, Mike.
Right.
Mike O'Mara used to look like this.
That's like 1987, probably.
How does that make me feel? Used to look like this.
Well, we all age.
Handsome.
You know what? I know what that ad is from. That is from the WAVA prize catalog circular.
Really?
Yes, where you actually would get to choose a prize from the catalog.
Might I ask a favor?
Of course.
Please put it away.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mind it last night. Today it's painful.
I think one night...
And it is not going up on the show page.
No, nor, never was that considered. Take it down, Tony.
Todd.
Was he already doing it?
But he probably would have.
He was already getting it ready.
Todd goes out of his way, and I remember we were inspecting this picture. I think it was on your Facebook page. We had just like come across it before one of our Tech 411s.
YouTube drunks.
And then Todd said, look at him. He looks like Russell Crowe.
You know, you've looked like I've heard people.
And I said,
I don't.
Blindness. Because a lot of people have compared you to other celebrities. I think one of my favorites.
Oh, are you going to bring this one? Is it VP?
Vincent Price.
Thank you. Rob loves that one.
But the young handsome
Vincent
Price. You know
why
Vincent
Rob loves
Price?
That? Because much hilarity ensued. Look at him now. Look at him now. His face is turning red. He's laughing out loud. Vincent Price. Yes, that brought great joy to me, Rob.
But the young handsome
Thank
Vincent
you for
Price.
That. Yes. Not, yeah, the young
like,
handsome
not
Vincent
like an
Price.
Old Edward Scissorhands. Vincent Price.
Vincent.
Like House of Wax Vincent Price.
I wish this was a bonus show because I would put a word in between the Vincent and the Price.
Vincent effing Price.
Vincent effing Price.
That was his given name.
Right.
But I've never heard you compared to Russell Crowe.
Well, that's what Todd was comparing.
Look
at
this image. And then take away the Hawaiian, the Friday, a casual Hawaiian.
So undress
Hawaiian
him,
shirt day, yes.
Undress him mentally the way Todd was doing.
Put some armor on this man.
Yeah.
Call him Maximus.
I am a gay American.
And did Maximus have that haircut? Did Maximus
it could be.
Style like he was in NXS?
I didn't agree with him at first, and then when you actually look at your facial structure.
No, but you know what? You can put anyone in a suit of armor and they look like Russell Crowe. It's like saying, hey, look, if you dress like Batman, you look like Batman. Because you're dressed like Batman.
So, quick's the whistle. Pop off the mask. Are we ready? Call to action. Quick's the thing. The only thing I do Russell Crowe is... Quick's the thing. What's the master and commander? That's what I was trying to do, Russell Crowe. Say. So, speed's your buddy. Get up on the mast. All right, boys. Movie. Quick to the action and fodder for the cannon.
Any way that you were flattered last night that you were having comparisons drawn to you and Russell, because you're a Russell Crowe fan.
The onslaught was so intense from Mr. Moore.
He has, you know what? He gets, I
he
won't
gets
say
like
pushy.
2 inches from your face and he gets on a theme and then he's got his little minion. Right
minion.
In back of
it. I'm his minion?
You keep doing this. You keep putting the picture
You needed
up.
A visual
you
aid.
You keep putting the
you
picture
You needed a visual
like,
aid.
I was like
That's
saying,
the most horrifying image I've ever heard.
Like, all I wanted to say, I really just wanted to stand up, make a scene, stand up in the middle of the restaurant and go, back off, boys.
Oh, God, a fight? 2-on-1.
Back off.
There goes threesome. There goes the knee.
But I will give them credit because with an experience like we all had,
yes,
it truly was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe, and Oscar and I had a big debate. Yeah, it's not going to ruin the NFL,
no.
But it is not going to help the NFL at all.
True enough.
They did not show, and at least I think so. You know, you're watching it in a crowded bar. You're not sure what you saw, but I believe that we did not have crowd shots from about the end of the third quarter on. You did not see big crowd shots, because I bet half of that stadium was empty.
If you were a Denver
you beat the
fan.
Crowd. You beat the crowd, especially with the way it was getting to the stadium.
Yeah, the combination of the experience, which I didn't even read that news story,
yes.
About the fact that they were in Secaucus
right.
on the subway platform and nobody could even get to the game. They're on the platform for an hour and a half and people are actually passing
out. Add this up. You are from Denver. You decide you take your life savings.
Right.
Sure. You're bringing the entire family. Maybe
this is your big deal. You've been a lifelong Broncos
fan. Or maybe
fan.
You're meeting some college buddies and right. finally you're going to catch up. You're going to go to New York. Mm-hmm. The hotels in New York or New Jersey are not going to be cheap.
Right.
It's your Super Bowl host city,
sure.
so they're
mm-hmm.
going to be raked up. So right. then you're sitting there, you're like, okay, I'm probably in $2,000 without the tickets.
Right.
Add the tickets, it's for probably a $5,000 trip for an individual.
Exactly.
That's
and,
right.
And, and you're probably being generous. It's probably more than that, but I mean, let's say
from
bare
From Denver.
Bones. Right.
Mm-hmm. You get to that stadium. You go through that first half. You say, oh, okay, game plan. Something magical is
going to
happen.
And let's say we're going to the game. What time are you going to say Eastern time? You're in New York. You got about a half an hour to get to the game. You're yeah. going to say, I'm going to leave about 2:00.
That's yes. probably the time everybody left.
And that's when everybody decided they were going to leave.
Yeah.
That's when it happened.
You would have an easier time if you'd left at 5:00
right.
for a 6:30 kickoff. It would have been better off.
So
ridiculous.
It took you so long to get in, and you're watching your team really just get decimated. Almost like on a college level, I would never think that this drubbing would
right.
really go through, right?
Every time you thought it could possibly not get worse, there'd be something else.
And I wanted the Seahawks to win.
Well, you know,
but I also didn't want to watch them.
Well, you want a game.
Yeah, I wanted a game.
Yeah, it was so depressing, and the commercials were depressing. And then we'll talk more about the sports side of this for, get that out of our system. And then I will talk to you about something that I have never done in my life. And something that I referred to Rob Spielak before he left as the horror.
Yes, I woke up in a cold sweat trying to reconstruct it in my head last
And it
night.
Involves my friend Jimmy Cerito's watering hole.
Oh, no.
And the horror when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Now they kicked ass.
And Bruno Mars off the chart. Maybe the best halftime show ever.
Now all of the images of last night are flooding into right. me right now because Mr. Santana, Mr. Moore, and our intern girl,
yes.
when this incredible performance by the Red Hot Chili Peppers was going on, noses in their telephones.
Absolutely.
Not paying any attention whatsoever.
I watched it. Anthony Kiedis with his shirt off. I saw that.
You
not
guys
so bad.
Care less, you hipsters. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. When you wake up, do you feel rested?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Do you?
Mike, do you?
Or do you feel as tired as you did when you went to sleep? Chances are the problem is your bed.
Yes.
But not my bed, because my bed is a Sleep Number bed, and I will tell you something that not only has it saved my back, but with the new adjustable Sleep Number bed, I'm having the best sleep that I've ever had in my life, and that's with a six-month-old baby.
How glad were you to meet up with your Sleep Number last night?
Very, very delighted.
I bet.
I love my Sleep Number bed. The O'Maras love ours. My Sleep Number is a 90. I've got it super firm right now, and Carla prefers a Sleep Number about 80. We're very close, actually, but she likes hers, I like mine, and we could not be happier with our Sleep Number bed. This exclusive dual-air technology allows you to adjust the support your body needs. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples, and it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips for proper spinal alignment.
Saved your back.
I was telling somebody at the game yesterday that
Chuck Moody, it was
twice in my life I have actually had the worst back pain I've ever had, and both times it's been due to an improper mattress.
Of course.
Both times at a hotel and both times at a mattress that was kind of soft and feathery and that type of thing when I stayed at the ye olde fancy Ben Franklin Hotel. It was terrible. The Sleep Number bed contours to your neck, shoulders, and back, and it supports your hips for proper spinal alignment, and it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Now, here is what I want you to do. Hurry in during the ultimate Sleep Number event for final closeout savings on Classic Series beds, where queen mattresses now start at just $5.99.
Wow.
That is a deal exclusively at Sleep Numbers. Really go over there and check them out. The staff could not be nicer. There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. I talked about the one that actually, that was a nice sound.
Was that
it?
You?
That might have been my
You want me to turn off your mic next?
That might have been my tummy.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Hey, how about Mac, finish up this copy, okay?
Oh, how dear. About that foot-long hot dog?
Yes, it was the mac and cheese that did it.
There's a brand new one out in Gainesville. They're all over the place. 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. I might have to go back and listen to this show today. That number again.
Do it again.
Is 800-511-0061, and you'll also receive a $50 savings card when you call. And mostly, don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Or so as we call him around here, Gurgles.
Gurgles the Clown. So a couple of words about the game itself.
Sure.
One of the things I said in the first quarter to someone, I was saying, you had Seattle appearing very jittery.
Yes.
And then you had Denver appearing like they were in some sort of a coma, I think.
Like a trance.
On the big stage like this, you can get a situation where people are so overwhelmed by the moment itself. And, you know, who would have thought, and how many people said this yesterday, where, man, I wonder who bet on a safety on the first play of the game.
It's true.
Looked up the odds.
What were they?
It was actually disappointing.
Really?
It was 50-1, but you sat
That's
there.
That's it?
You sat there, and I went back. I said, this has never happened before.
Right.
A 50-1 now, if you put a grand down, it's 50K.
Yeah, but it sucks.
Yeah.
That should be higher than
so
that.
So you looked it up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so bummed by that.
And Dan Powers looked it up.
Everybody, like, in, you know. In
he loves being called that, I'm sure.
Dan Powers. In every living room in the country, people are going, man, you could put down a dollar and make $10 million.
Well, that's
on
what
that
I thought.
Bet.
That's yeah. what I was I like. Thought. It had to been 1,000 or 700 something to one.
I would have guessed 1,500 to one. Yeah. That would have been my
guess. Is there any way, because you looked for it, is there any way that anybody hit on something like that?
I'm sure. Look, if you are.
I mean, people bet on everything.
Billy Bush did.
I mean, the prop bets alone.
Hey, guys. $1. $1. There'll be a safety at the first play of the game. Beautiful.
Did you feel it in your bones, Billy?
Oh, I knew it was going to happen.
Sure.
I'm a golden boy. Beautiful. I'm Billy Bush.
I'll look if there are any backbreakers for the casino.
Cool.
Well, anyway, the game, I said they were jittery, and I thought Denver was flat. And then
do you think that
for the entire game, Denver was like in a coma.
Their lack of enthusiasm, do you think that's the way they were responding to the pressure?
I think it has to be because, I mean, this is the game. You ramp yourself up, and then I think you get overwhelmed. There's no other way that explains what. You don't have two teams on paper, certainly, that are, this was not a mismatch.
No.
Quite the opposite. I mean, people would have bought into the fact that Denver would have blown out Seattle, but not vice versa.
Right.
So, I mean, you got a situation where.
The spread was, what, 3.5, Oscar?
Yes.
And it turned out, what, 42?
You know what I said? My one comment leading up to the game was, this is going to be a great game.
That's exactly what we thought.
Everybody was saying overtime. Everybody was saying this was going to be fantastic. And then, meh. And then, you know, once we all realized, certainly before the first half was over, that this was turning into some kind of a blowout, we yielded to the commercials. And the commercials were the land of suck.
Before you get to the commercials, there was one great moment with you because you wanted it so badly to be a good game.
Always. I love the game itself, and I actually pay attention to
it. At the end of the first half, you said, if there's anyone who can pull it off, it's this man.
I know.
And you kept saying to Peyton Manning, and he said, this guy's good. And then at the beginning of the second half, it was, I'm putting all of my allegiance behind Denver because they can still win it.
Right.
And then they returned for another touchdown.
I went from being a Seattle fan to actually caring about Denver just because I wanted to see something interesting.
I almost feel that the Seattle fans were, I mean, great for them that they got the victory in the first one for the city.
How about that enthusiastic crowd at Jimmy's, though, that gave us an indication right away how that afternoon was going to go.
Yeah.
We knew right away when it was either you or me or Jimmy where we said, hey, how many Seattle fans do we have here?
Yep.
How about Denver? How many Denver fans? How many people don't give an S about who wins?
Yay!
And I venture to say that, by and large, east of the Rocky Mountains, nobody cared at all about this game.
I think that the Seattle fans were almost gypped because they didn't get a game.
Right.
You know, I think anybody would want to see a game.
Right.
You know, and there was never a game.
Top story from the 50-1 odds for the safety bet.
Yes.
From the Jewish Telegraph.
Yes.
I would like to report.
You subscribe, don't you?
Yeah.
I still take the paper.
I got
the
RSS feed. A gentleman said he actually has a picture of the ticket. $300. He placed a $300 bet. Made $15,000.
Oh.
There you are.
Not so bad.
That's not bad.
That's when your eyes open up. You're like, someone's actually done this.
So that it shouldn't be a total?
I don't know what was more depressing to me, the game itself, which was really, you know, I really do look forward to at least having something special
yes.
that we all can share, or the fact that with all the hype that goes with these commercials, they were just, especially at the very beginning, you know, outside of the Radio Shack commercial, which I think we watched together.
Yeah, and we liked that.
And we laughed at that. Because, right. I mean, really well done. I mean, with the Mary Lou Retton, that made me laugh
Alf.
Out loud.
Alf was there, yeah.
Alf was there.
Teen Wolf.
Hulk Hogan was there. They really
Dancing Raisins.
They went out of their minds. And you know that everybody in this room, you've got some Radio Shack aficionados. We like that store.
Well, I spend a lot of time
there. That is a place where when you do something like we do, we actually use Radio Shack. And it's always been a good experience when I've gone in there. So I was rooting for them. But the rest of them, you know, you've got the big three. You know, you've got the automaker Ford. You've got Bud Light. You've got, I guess, GoDaddy. Is that one that
That's
did?
A big yeah. Doritos is another big one.
Doritos weren't so bad. I mean, they're creative.
But you have this opportunity, and my feeling is, yes, it's a challenge. It's like writing a script for a movie. It really is. It's like a mini movie.
It's a 30-second movie.
But there are people that, now, the only people outside of Radio Shack that I'm going to give props to here, Ford had the ad for, I think it's the Ford Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And
with Rob Riggle turning into
Rob
James
Riggle
Franco.
What was brilliant about that is because everybody that watched that ad said, well, that was a waste of money. And they knew it. And they were so daring that they actually came back in the second part of their 30, it was a 60-second ad, right?
It was split. It was two 30s split
two 30s
with another
that
spot.
Were split, yeah. And then they come back with James Franco, and they go over the top. And I thought that was a little bit daring and a little bit different. But outside of that, I mean, it's ridiculous.
But these ads, I guess if you really look at what they're about, for these big brands, it's just branding. It's maintaining their market.
And from a Ford standpoint, I'm talking about that product because I actually remembered the brand, you know, at the same time as I remember.
I always feel cheated when there's movie ads during the Super Bowl because I understand
Transformers ad was.
But of course it was because it's such a great film anyway.
You are such a mallet head when you talk about that. You know, it's like, yeah, it's a 10. It's not a 10. The movie franchise is not a 10. The commercial was not a 10. Your carafe of Jack and Diet Coke was not a 10.
It was 10 excited. Ounces.
Probably.
And although there was a lot of them
solid.
Too. But also, were you shocked that Maserati took an ad?
Well, that to me, being a car guy,
right.
and somebody who's fascinated with that brand, Maserati chose to roll out the first American car, which is, I guess, somewhat within reach of the high-end luxury car market. I mean, before that, it was the elite of the elite. I mean, you're talking about
unobtainable.
$100,000 for a car like that. I'm not sure what that new Maserati goes for, but... I thought it was kind of cool. I would have liked to see it if I was watching Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
I would have watched that and gone. But on the Super Bowl, don't we all sit there and wait to be entertained?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be made to laugh, and it was woefully lacking.
I know who didn't make me laugh was Jerry Seinfeld.
Now I didn't see that. Did you see that?
I saw that. I didn't understand what he was doing because. I was really hoping for a Seinfeld like reunion.
And he'd said, "Oh, it's not a Super Bowl ad, and it's not." And it was exactly what it was. It was everything that everybody said it was. George Costanza. Actually, I think I do have a little audio from it, but it was just not funny. It felt like it was forced, and I did not care for it whatsoever.
Jimmy Cerrito just called me. Let's see what he has.
Does he not know that we're doing a program?
He probably knows. Let's see what.
Morning.
Hi, how
Morning.
Are you? Hi, darling.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm almost at work.
You're back at work?
Yeah, I had to come in, but I wasn't doing so well this morning.
Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of the entire crew. He's talking about his late night. We had a little late night.
We're doing an effing show.
He was calling to say how great it was great to have the whole Mike O'Mara Show crew out there, right? Okay, okay. I'm sorry. You're right, Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar made the good call. Here's I'm sorry. That's not going to be functional.
A little bit of audio of Seinfeld and Costanza.
I tried. I thought it would be like a little weave into the actual show itself. I thought that might work.
It was just, we got Radio Jimmy and not TV.
My sincere apologies. Yeah.
Nobody likes Radio Jimmy. Everybody
sorry,
loves
Jimmy.
TV
still love
Jimmy.
You.
Here's a Seinfeld's reunion commercial. I think it was a 90-second
hold on,
spot.
He's calling you.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Why don't you learn?
Hello.
Oh, he's not on speaker. Hold on a second. This is just...
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, everybody.
All right, Jimmy, we're doing the show now. You know that, right?
Oh, you're doing it right now? You're supposed to be done by now. I'm sorry.
No, you thought we were done. No, no,
I'm
doing
it. I'm sorry.
Did you have fun last night at the Super Bowl party?
I got up this morning and had to put a frozen bag of peas on my head, but thank you, and... Hope you had a wonderful evening.
We had a blast, Jimmy.
It's the best always,
we had a
Jimmy.
Great time. Jimmy, I do have to ask one thing. How many Bulls balls, how many Rocky Mountain oysters do you have left over? And are you going to sell them as a special this week?
They are a special today at Jimmy's. And we don't have a whole lot left. We're running low.
Well, that's good. All right, that's a good thing. Okay. All right, that's not the funny answer, but that's a good answer.
No.
Jimmy, thank you, and have a wonderful day. I'll call you later on.
Won the game. Thanks, guys.
Bye. There he goes.
Sounds like Jimmy's running a little low himself.
Sorry. That's a friend. I had to do that. I know that's not for you young broadcasters out there. That's not really the professional way to go, but
no, I do it
because I like it.
You rolled the dice and they came up snake eyes.
Jesus. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. The Mike O'Mara Show loves Encore. It's a new year, and if you're out there shopping insurance, it's hard to know which company offers the best value. Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. They do all the work for you, so you don't have to.
You don't have to!
Oscar has used them. He has his insurance policy, which I think... Well, I hope is up to date based on his behavior last night.
If I die, my family gets paid.
It's wonderful, and you used Encore. Just call them toll-free at 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. It's all free. There's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. If you prefer computers, just visit smartterm.com. That's smartterm.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much. For life insurance, protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. And as I'm telling people about Encore, I am thinking ahead to the main story of my Super Bowl experience.
Ah, yes. It was sort of set up by that phone call, was it not?
Probably so. I will tell you this, that one of the things that I look forward to is seeing everybody every year at our Super Bowl party, and it's great to see old friends.
Sure.
But another thing that Carl and I get kind of jacked up about is that we want to get our eat on.
And Jimmy really does roll it out. He does.
Now, I know that Oscar Santana has some commentary about the food and another worker of ours that's in this room. But I will tell you my experience first.
Okay.
And about probably before the half was over, before the halftime show was over, I suddenly, because of the foot-long hot dog that had been topped with Jimmy's fantastic chili, because of that and maybe the Rocky Mountain oysters that I'd kind of tackled as a bit.
Sure.
But at the same time, I found them quite pleasant.
Yeah, they're very nice.
I enjoyed that. And that was it. That was my food intake for the day. I did eat a couple of Carla's wings off her plate, but... Before the end of the first half.
There's a sequel to the movie The Perfect Storm coming up. And what it is, it involves three chicken wings,
yes,
Bulls balls,
right,
and a chili dog. And that is the perfect rectal storm.
I would tell you that...
Cat five.
Hurricane.
The word urgency has never been used with me that way. I fancy myself as somebody that's got a pretty decent cast iron stomach, but I can handle it.
You were really, before this all went down,
yes,
if you'll pardon the phrase, you started noticing that it was happening.
Yes.
And you came to me and you said, oh, there's something brewing.
I said, I'm not sure what options I have.
Those clouds are getting really dark.
They are getting very dark, and I looked over at my wife, and she had to get back at the half to see the baby. And the discussion was, you know, I hang till the end of the game because that is our obligation. We say that on the show. I honor Jimmy with that, even though 90% of the people left before the third quarter.
They're Bronco fans.
Yes. Because they were, there were a lot of Bronco fans in there. And look, it was just a land of suck. It was. So, you know, we're not better than a game. We're sitting there hanging out. We're not doing a live show. We're not doing anything other than saying hi to people, and that's what it was. So I said to Carla, the only reason I want you to stay is because of my fecal urgency. I have never in my life felt this. I have to explain.
You were throwing off a vibe of uncertainty and of stress. It was almost like it was, you know, when you looked at Mike, you would think the game was tied at 30. Oh,
or he was a Broncos fan.
Yeah, my bathroom habits. Than that, because there was, I mean, the Broncos fan knew when it was over. He was in the thick of it.
Here's what you need to know about my bathroom habits. I have been known to drive 15 to 20 miles out of my way to seek out a proper facility.
Of course.
For my fecal urgency.
You're very clean that way.
I realize I am.
And he's a man of standards.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to go in like a bathroom in a gas station or someplace where, and let me just say that I'm so pleased that my friend Mr. Cerrito is adding on to his restaurant and remodeling his bathrooms, because I have said to myself that I would never, ever use the stall that exists in Jimmy's, because first of all, it's too small.
It is.
And because of the structure of the stall itself, there is a decided lack of privacy.
Again, this is nothing against Jimmy's.
Right. No, of course not.
But when I walk into that restroom, and again, he's upgrading.
He is upgrading.
He's building the Buffalo. He's building the Buffalo way.
He reads his press. He knows what's going on.
But when I walk into that restroom,
right,
even if it's for just number one, as soon as I walk in, I don't know if I'm supposed to put quarters into the door of the actual stall, because it's just a peep show. If you can see the person inside.
I have never.
It opens to the kitchen.
The only reason that I had no choice.
Yes.
The timing of it, and also the idea that I had no other options.
Yeah.
I said,
your back was against the wall.
I'm going to go for it. I didn't even tell my wife that I was going to do this.
At one point, Mike got an actual phone call from his bowels.
It was.
The call is coming.
The call is coming.
From within the house.
And you got to take it. And you got to take it right now.
Yeah.
Because I went in there for the sole purpose of doing number one. Mm-hmm. And on my walk to the bathroom, I realized
furniture shifted.
That I would.
It was kind of like a moving van that was badly loaded. It was just, they were moving all over the place.
Steep incline.
I would not be able to do. And the horror was that I was going to have to use that stall.
Now, I know this has
a door.
This is going
to be. It does technically have a door.
Now, this is slightly narrow casting.
Right.
But a lot of people within the sound of our voices have been to Jimmy's.
Yes.
We were seated at the tall tables that are immediately to the right of the bar.
Within 5 feet of the restroom.
Yes.
So what point from leaving your seat to getting to the restroom did you realize that the tide had turned?
Three steps. And I was there. No one else was in there.
Attaboy. Oh,
Jimmy's bathroom is the size of a closet.
It is.
It has a sink, a urinal, and a stall.
Right.
1, 2, 3.
Right.
In a very, very small space.
It's a very, what it is, Mike, it's an efficient use of space.
It is. Well, you call it efficient. I call it terrifying.
It is like, actually, if you've ever had a bowel movement on a submarine.
Right. Very close
probably.
To that.
Yeah, it's probably
very, very close to that.
Down a naval periscope. Bathroom, exactly.
Or perhaps if you're going to put a full bath on those roller coasters you like to ride.
Exactly.
Put it in there. And
exactly.
When you go into Jimmy's, not only have I been in there many, many, many times and observed people on the other side of that door, and sometimes most people go number one.
Well, you're in a bar.
In that little stall.
Yes. Most of the time, you're just giving Jimmy the beer back.
But occasionally, in all the years that I've been going to my friend's watering hole, Jimmy Cerrito's bar, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern will occasionally have, you know, maybe a Saturday 2 o'clock growler layer.
Okay. Sure.
Somebody that will do that, and it is always a show. It is really, and I use that in the perfect way that the junkies use it.
Exactly.
It's a show.
Mike, it's hurting.
And I will. It is so hurting. But and I've seen people do that, and I've been in there.
It goes both ways, though.
How so?
Because you're the gentleman in there.
Right.
And much like I said, a peep show, have you ever seen in a movie where you put a quarter in, like, you can see, like, maybe half of the actual steel door going up.
Right, sure.
Or the curtain opens up a little bit. You have to put more quarters in.
To see a better
view,
yeah.
So this door gives you about, I would say, a solid 6 inches of full frontal to the stall.
Yeah, it's not a tight seal on the door to the stall.
Yeah, what Oscar's talking about is between, there are two huge gaps. You've got the gap between the actual tile of the wall.
Nice gap!
And the bar that anchors the door, and then you have the gap between the door and the anchor itself.
Right.
So these are two, 13-inch television screen size holes that people can do their business at the urinal, turn to their left, and really see your face while you are straining at stool.
Oh, hey, man. You all right in there?
I love you. Hey, I love your show.
Right. So would you boys like to guess who the first person to come in to the bathroom when I had begun doing my business,
and
the
shame.
Horror show that was sitting on.
I have to, the word is recuse, right? I have to recuse myself because I know the answer already.
Oh, I don't know the answer.
So you have to guess.
I'm going to guess. Uncle Dave.
No.
Jimmy.
No.
Tony?
Oh. Is it someone that's close to our inner circle?
Very much so.
Was it Mac?
No.
No, Mac never left his seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was Todd Moore.
He's tall to begin with.
Todd Moore.
He could look over.
He could.
Todd Moore, who at this point I think was on his 9th carafe of Jack and Diet.
Yeah.
And thank God, and incidentally, who took what would in my estimation, because I was studying his feet.
Of course.
The longest pee that I've ever seen in my life. And what I chose to do, and I swear to God, this is the God's honest truth.
Yes.
I have to show you guys because I can't describe
it. Okay, so you're straining at stool.
Right, and he was there, and I was just waiting for him to turn to his left where he would have gotten a bird's eye view of your boy sitting on the commode. And what I chose to do, this is the move. Please try to describe
it. Okay.
Mike is
hung his head. He hung his head like Charlie Brown walking home from the Christmas pageant.
I pinned my chin to my chest so that he could not see my face. And then I waited. And then I waited, and I was like, I wasn't going to do anything until. Now, I had successfully done the courtesy flush.
Attaboy. Yeah.
Not once, but twice.
You didn't feel like doing, because it's Todd and someone close.
Right.
You could have done like the who does number two work for bit. You know, you could have done that.
Yeah. Did you think about?
No.
You didn't try to defuse the situation.
Just so you know me, the ABCs of me, my embarrassment was so total that I wanted to be invisible. I wanted to be invisible.
Well, it was not just the invisibility of the embarrassment of being there. You didn't even want to be there in the first place.
I didn't want to be there. I was not feeling too perky at the time.
Right.
And I wanted my privacy, but you can't have it.
No.
There were two other people.
You could have asked security. Somebody could have stood at the door.
Yeah,
right.
Uncle Dave.
Security.
He's going to keep everyone out of
security
the bathroom.
Security.
Mike's in there. Don't go in there.
Out of our throngs of people because we're so scary popular.
That's right. Behind the red rope, please. Mr. O'Mara is straining.
I will tell you this. It was horrible. It was the horror. And, Todd left, and then one other person came in. And
anyone we know?
No, somebody with a jersey on.
Okay.
Because I am looking at people, and they can't. They would have to lean forward or lean back to really get a bird's eye view.
But they could.
But I'm checking out most of their body. I can see that, and I'm like, that looks like a
this
Seattle.
Is creepy on
like
every level.
Well, I was, at this point.
How long were you in there for?
I was in there for a good 25 minutes.
Yeah, long enough that, you know what I thought? Right. I thought, Mike really, he hasn't been smoking. Is he smoking? Is he out smoking? Jimmy came up to me and said, where's Mike? I said, I don't know where Mike is.
Well, it was not just, the fact that I was making my UPS delivery.
Right.
But it was also, I was taking care of some motorcycle maintenance as well.
Oh, of course.
Which was very, very necessary at the time. And then I came out, and Rob was one of the first people I saw, and I said, the horror.
And I said,
the horror.
Here's how it went.
There is not a bathroom in the United States that I would not want to go in as much as I would not want to go and do that in Jimmy's. I hate it. It's the quality of it. It's the privacy of it. And now, cleanliness, not really. It's old, but he does.
It's clean.
It's clean.
It's clean. But it's hard. It's a hard to access within the place.
Horrible.
But I saw Mike, and I was actually wondering where he'd been. He'd been gone long enough that I missed him. And he said, tomorrow is going to be a show you're going to enjoy very much.
Yes.
And I said, why? And he said, the horror. And I looked and I noticed, and this is true, he was sweating.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you had sweating. Broken a sweat.
It was the stress. It was the time that I was in there. It was the configuration of the bathroom itself. And, you know, the nice thing about it is nobody, my greatest fear would have been, you know, I walk in there and...
Or
who stepped on the duck?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to be publicly outed. That
or
I've been
Jimmy
doing that.
Goes on the mic and said, "Where's Mike O'Mara? Where's Mike O'Mara?"
Right.
Well, that could have been tough.
You know what? That could have happened. That could have easily have happened.
I believe in a small way. I have to give props to Mr. Bruno Mars, who began his
you
program.
Went at halftime?
I went at halftime.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I went at halftime.
Because we were all glued to the TV.
Everybody was into it.
Yes.
More so than the game, people actually paying attention to the halftime show. But it was unquestionably one of the worst moments of my... I know I'm over.
No, you're not.
It,
and I appreciate the fact...
My God, did I hate it.
The fact that you were not outed yesterday allowed you to come in here today and spin it. you've controlled the tail.
And there are people out there like you. Like for me, I'll go in a war-torn village. Like I'll just go anywhere.
You don't care.
Without a door.
It doesn't matter.
Well, because I mean, again, I don't know where it comes from, but you just got to get it out.
Right. Exactly.
You know, got to get the evil out.
Right.
So
the evil. Got to get the evil out. Mike.
Yes. I will tell you that you know you strike me as somebody who can probably get the business done rather quickly.
Sure. Done and done. Right?
The last time Rob and I were able to get the business done quickly, I believe, was during the Carter administration.
You know, usually, well, the first wave can be quick.
Yes.
But then there's, you
but
know,
there's always
the follow-up.
There's the follow-up where you're sitting there going, you know, where a certain amount of coaxing has to be. And I was like, come on.
What it's like.
I know. You're talking to it.
Do you remember?
I know you're in there.
Do you know the
I know
awkward?
You are in there. Mac, this is funny stuff. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you know?
Jesus Christ. It's like I've got an oil painting sitting at the other end of the table.
The awkward, eerie silence following the first attack on Great Britain during World War II, that's what it's like. It's like you're sitting there, all the lights are out in the neighborhood.
Oh, the only thing missing is the siren. Because you've survived the first attack. You've survived the first attack, and you know that some of the secondary bombers are coming.
Don't you dare go outside!
Don't. It's not over yet! You don't know me.
Stay in the cellar. Stay in the cellar.
It ain't over. Don't come out of the subway. Don't come out of the subway yet. There's another wave coming. There's another wave coming. You probably, when you attack, you probably have, you know, once your high-altitude bombers release their load.
Yeah, he's gone.
You're done, right? You're
done. I'm out.
No fuss, no muss. No,
I don't sweat.
I could even, for people in the greater Northern Virginia area, I could even tell you where my go-to potty is, because I had it when I'd be out and about, and I would drive to it. That's when I talked about the 10 miles.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Well,
that's
legendarily,
right.
The best place...
You've probably heard this, because I've discussed this on one
best,
of the shows.
The best place to do it is a hotel lobby.
Okay, that's a good one, but...
Especially an upper crusty hotel.
It's not my go-to.
What's your go-to?
Fair Oaks Mall.
Oh, really?
I know.
The mall?
Lord and Taylor's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? I think
second floor, back to the right, through the private offices.
Oh.
And I think we've also discussed Tyson's Nordstrom as a lovely restroom as
well.
But
the one that I mean, multiple times when I would have the urgency, I would, because that's how important it is to me. I can't just go anywhere unless and don't even get me started about
always,
a porta potty. A porta potty, which is a slice of hell, and a darkened porta potty is probably the most terrifying experience ever. I feel like Lewis Black. A darkened porta potty is the most heinous thing I've ever seen.
I always wondered why that Lord and Taylor's always under construction.
That's right.
It's being bombed every 3 weeks.
Well, you know what? I will tell you. I was so affectionate to that restroom that I would take it as a personal affront. If when I was in stall number one, out of four stalls, four or five, and someone
five
would,
glorious
stalls,
Lord and Taylor stalls.
I would usually, and here's the nice thing about it, I usually use stall number one because it was always clean. You know, you've gone into the public restroom at an airport, and you go down and you're like, oh my God, not that one. No, I can't do that one. Oh, F that one.
Yeah.
Lord and Taylor, never the case. And, you know, I just want to thank you.
That's why they put the plaque up.
Right.
The Mike O'Mara plaque.
The memorial plaque for my memorial.
Stall one.
Right.
That's right.
So the moral of this story, kids.
Yeah, the takeaway.
Have some sort of fecal backup plan. You know, have a go-to.
I told you, if it had been earlier, you could have gone across the street to the pedicure place.
The nail salon.
Yeah, you could have gone to the, knock on the door. Excuse me.
Hey, no problem, ladies. Going in for my first payload. Viva Korea. Thank you very much.
Viva Korea.
Thanks. You're doing a great job on that French manicure there. I'm my bombers are arriving. I'll see you in about a half an hour.
Turn off all the lights.
Thank you very much.
So gross.
Jimmy. God. Jimmy, we love you. We love Jimmy. For Christ's sake, get a new bathroom.
He's dorking on it.
Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Oh, the best.
Okay, folks, beware. You know Valentine's Day is coming up, and know this. If you blow it again this year, you're going to have to make it up somehow to somebody.
It's true.
And that's bad duty.
Hey, you know, I wrote that weeks before you told that story.
That is not related
no.
to the previous discussion.
You don't. Nobody wants bad duty.
Here is your solution.
Rob, you're killing me today.
No.
Do Valentine's Day right the first time. All you need is Sherry's Berries, Valentine's Day perfection. Send giant, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99, more than a 40% savings. Here is how you do it. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in that marvelous code, TMOS. It's a very good code. It's the same joke we've been using for years.
It's a great joke.
Plus, for our listeners, you can doppel the berries.
It's called doppelberries.
You can double them up for just $10 more. Amazing, juicy strawberries. We've talked about these berries.
The greatest.
We love these berries.
It's the size of your fist.
It's the size of your fist, and they don't last when they come in the studio. And by the way, I think they're sending us a bunch.
I hope they do.
This week, and I call first dibs for the white chocolate.
You shall have it.
They are dipped in white milk and dark chocolate, decorated with nuts, chocolate chips, and the ever-popular decorative swizzle.
Decorative swizzle.
Thank you, Rob. We've had them. We love them. We fight over them. We do. There's only one way to get this special Valentine's Day offer. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Remember, berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. That helps the show.
Yes.
We love our relationship with Sherry's Berries. Please show us that you care and you support the show by getting your berries. Don't wait. Order now. Make it the best and easiest Valentine's Day ever.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the leading actors of his generation and winner of an Academy Award for his title role in Capote, was found dead in his Manhattan apartment on Sunday in what New York police sources described as a drug overdose. I had no idea. Did anybody in this room know anything about the heroin addiction?
Yes. No, I had no idea.
You knew about it before?
He went into rehab for the first time in his early 20s, way early 20s, like 21, 22.
Missed that? I don't know why I missed that. Maybe because his body of work really spoke volumes for what he did. Nobody got into the whole. He was a private guy. People
very
didn't know
private
this.
Guy. Right. And you would also see in different movies. And it was sad because one addiction is usually replaced for another addiction.
Right.
And when he was clean and sober, he just went into rehab recently, I think about a year ago.
He did like an extra week, right?
Yeah. And he would just fluctuate in weight. And I always thought it was for the roles. But then after you figured out what was going on, I mean, that's not healthy for anybody.
So many great movies. The Big Lebowski, and I loved him in Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights was great.
Yeah, it sucks. He was discovered unresponsive on the bathroom floor of his Greenwich Village apartment by police responding to a 911 call. And emergency medical services workers declared him dead at the scene. Mm. It's real sad. And, you know, his body of work will speak for itself. But, man, when I heard some of the reports yesterday mentioning movie after movie after movie, really terrific body.
And also amazing on stage, from what I'm told. I never got to see him, but he did plays because he loved to act and always killed it.
It's a shame. So rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Very, very sad. A New Jersey Democrat leading a probe of the bridge traffic scandal that's engulfed Governor Chris Christie said on Sunday he has seen no evidence to support claims that the governor had been aware of the apparently politically motivated traffic jams that happened. That's the big story about Christie, that he knew, that it came right out of his office.
Right.
But this guy's saying there's really no evidence. The Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who co-leads the probe, came 2 days after former Christie appointee at the agency overseeing the bridge personally said that evidence exists that Christie had knowledge of the blockage when it happened. So this guy is saying it didn't. The assemblyman is saying no problems, but the former appointee is saying, yeah, he did know about it. It came out of his office.
Wow.
What do you think?
I think that if they're able to prove that he knew about it, it's over for him as far as presidency, and I think even if they don't, he's still tainted goods.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that it's been, but it's because of the nature of what he did. The George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
If it, you know, you could have done this on a lot of bridges in the country. That is such a major artery for people, going from Jersey to get into Connecticut, New England.
The major artery, right?
I mean, it's a huge bridge.
They say that if there's real evidence, hard evidence, because people don't know what the evidence is kind of hearsay right now, right? That he may have to resign from his governorship if this happens.
Wow.
Yeah,
if it gets
thicker for him. Yeah. And, how quickly they fall.
That
That's politics,
suck.
Man. It's 2 weeks that can destroy a guy, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. The NFL took a gamble when it went against convention and decided to stage the Super Bowl at an outdoor stadium in Jersey during the winter, but it proved a great success, especially for the Seattle Seahawks.
Sure.
A week after snowfall in the greater New York metropolitan area brought concerns that the Super Bowl could be in jeopardy, we got the spring-like weather yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So the weather was warmer at the stadium than it was in Denver or Seattle.
Right. And if you didn't, if you were in a box somewhere, you had your head in the sand, 43-8, that was the final. We talked about it. Not a great game, but I guess the NFL is putting their spin on it and saying it was a very successful day.
Well, of course, they went no matter what. They said that after the blackout, too.
Right.
Last year.
But there were people that were hanging out on subway platforms for over an hour. Mm-hmm. A couple of people passed out. They had their problems with that because everybody left for the game at the same time. And I think anybody that watched the game on TV would say it was a giant suck fest.
Natalie Morales said she had no trouble getting there because she left at 5 o'clock and she took her children, and these are the pictures I took.
Yeah, good for her. Anybody worried about how Bruno Mars would do on one of the world's large stages had obviously never seen him perform live. That all changed Sunday night with tens of millions of people watching Bruno Mars, who, in my humble opinion, killed it.
He cemented his future. I mean, I've been a fan for a while, but he's going to be like, I think he'll be like Prince Big, right? 20 years down the road.
You know, it might be because I'm a drummer, and that's why I like Bruno Mars so much, because it is so, he put such a priority on the rhythm of his music. And
were you still in the bathroom when he was drumming?
No, I saw that part.
You did get to hear him drum? Yeah.
Really? Do you have that?
Hell of a way to start out. After the choir sang one of my favorite songs that he did, Billionaire.
Wow.
Mike, we need to get you one of those moving drum platforms.
It's fantastic. Great show.
And he dances like James Brown.
Yep.
He sings like Michael Jackson.
Right.
This guy is the real deal.
Yeah, I said this to somebody at the game yesterday. Do you believe that this performance could... this is a guy who's a legitimate star already, but I always talk about the lack of real stars that are going to fill
superstar
stadiums. Could this elevate him to superstar status based on the platform?
Absolutely.
He's only had two proper albums, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's written so many songs, and again, leading up to this performance, outside of your usual press conferences, you start seeing his story, where he's written so many number one hits for other artists.
Right. And appeared on a lot of records.
Right, you said that to me last night. I mean, I thought it was great, and the Chili Peppers were pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, and they're 70, they've been around a while.
I guess the drugs that they did during the 80s, has some sort of preservative quality, because they look fantastic. All right. What Super Bowl ads will people discuss over the water cooler a day after the big game? There were no crude jokes. Sexual innuendo was kept to a minimum, and uncomfortable scenes were missing. In short, there wasn't much shock value.
You're right.
And
that's true.
That's why some people are saying it was a big yawn.
So for viewers, let's take the Denver fans out of it. Some people are saying that advertisers actually won because people were paying attention to the commercials, hoping to get some sort of entertainment value because the game was so horrible.
They were. There's no question about it. I mean, you could actually, at Jimmy's, you could hear the din of the crowd get quieter when the commercials came on because the game was such a yawn.
That's never happened before.
The Super Bowl commercials fetched $4 million apiece, and more than 108 million viewers were expected to tune into Sunday night's game.
Just to circle back, that new Maserati commercial?
Yes.
For that new Maserati, it starts at $64,000.
Oh, is that way? Oh, so it's a, you know, that's a pretty high end market.
Yeah, but I also thought Maseratis were like 150, 200K.
And I thought it was a beautiful car. I mean, really, but I don't, you know, I guess
that's still $64,000.
But to be
they
fair,
can afford, they can afford that that ad.
$64,000 nicely equipped.
There you go. Thank you, Rob. Punxsutawney Phil.
Ah, it's Groundhog Day.
A famed U.S. groundhog with an even more famous shadow emerged from his burrow on Sunday and predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah,
that's great. Well, those a-holes in their top hats.
Right, and I always think, really, as far as I'm concerned, the dirtiest name for a town in the United States.
It is?
Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah, well, that's actually that's the part of Punxsutawney. That's where he lives, at Gobbler's Knob.
You know, and you could really get slapped across the face if you were at Jimmy's and saddled up to the bar to, you know, some sort of young filly and went, hey, would you like to take a trip to Gobbler's Knob?
That's right.
Yeah. So 6 more weeks of winter. I don't believe it. We'll see what happens. And by the way, thank you, forecasters in Washington, D.C., for another overhyped non-event.
You're right.
We didn't get any snow at all, and we were supposed to get 5 to 6 inches.
I got a glazing out in Leesburg.
Did you get a glazing?
And there was nothing. By the time I got here, there's nothing on the road. Yeah, there's a glazing around. Yeah.
And now a little something. A blind Wisconsin man's $175,000 Social Security disability fraud scheme ended when federal agents caught him driving a speedboat and doing other things. Lawrence Pop.
John's brother.
58 years old. Sentenced to 1 year in prison for defrauding the Social Security Administration after pretending to be blind in order to get disability benefits.
Right.
Pop.
That's funny.
Said he was unable to drive, read, or bowl without bumpers.
Jeez.
Just passing it along, folks.
Well, give this man his money.
Due to his condition. Pop is a wealthy businessman, and he continued to work and go on lavish vacations in the Cayman Islands while collecting disability. He was found out after agents from the IRS and the SSA caught him driving a water ski boat, a snowmobile, and driving a car to and from his benefits office.
Of course. Wow. Well, you know, you got to get there somehow.
It's according to the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Journal Sentinel, Pop collected $115,000 in unlawful Medicare benefits and evaded $178,000 in taxes between 2004 and 2009, in addition to disability payments. The law won't be turning a blind eye to this.
I get it.
Thank you very much. That's it. We got to get out of here. Coming up next, it's the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. This part of the program is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Listen, this is the time of year that we really, really need you to help us and get all your bargain shopping done on Amazon. We really, really need you to do that. You can buy all your good stuff there. And really, there's very little that is not available on Amazon.
Great to go Valentine's Day shopping there if you want to get some jewelry for your honey. Get it over there at Amazon.
Hello, honey.
Hey, honey.
Here's some jewelry for you, honey.
I bought you a necklace, honey.
Today and every day, a great way to save money and support the show. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it. Thank you very much. Time for the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak on Monday. What the hell is the date today?
It is February 3rd.
Is it already February 3rd?
Yeah, January is in the rearview mirror, good Buster. Lord. All right. Folks, so many of you were kind enough to write and congratulate Julia about her performance at the talent show.
Yes.
I'm going to postpone that audio until tomorrow.
Congratulate her performance on eating that burger at Jimmy's.
Jesus,
too.
I know. Remember the Clean Plate Club?
My God.
True Spiewak.
Those teenagers can eat.
Now, I wanted to encapsulate my favorite Super Bowl moment for you and bring it to you at this time.
The kickoff from Hauschka hits the crossbar. That's got you laughing.
You heard it. You heard it.
It was great.
Your favorite sound.
And then I told you, and it's true, I counted this right, 22 people on Facebook notified me that the ball hit the crossbar. So people know that's what I love.
And a fantastic national anthem, too.
Oh, what was her name?
I forgot. I wish nobody's going to know.
No, looks like Katie Couric.
Opera singer.
She does look like Katie Couric.
Yeah, really terrific job.
Her name is Renee Fleming.
Renee Fleming.
And it sounded a little like this. They actually had a beautiful orchestration, and we agreed.
Gorgeous.
They could do it like this every year.
Very moving.
Wouldn't have a problem with
really.
It.
Say, can you see
wow.
by the dawn's
gorgeous. really amazing. And everybody agreed on it,
too. And you know what? She's also, she's done the Letterman show before. She's read a top 10 list. She's got a great sense of humor.
Oh, she's fantastic.
And an amazing voice. Also, props to Queen Latifah for doing a great job on America the Beautiful.
That I did not hear at Jimmy's, but I will tell you, I think it's really good for people to realize the talent level that is required to sing like that.
Absolutely.
And really, everybody said they had goosebumps with that anthem. Beautiful. Best since Whitney Houston.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Is this Latifah?
This is Queen Latifah. She'll be here in a moment. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain. I like her as a singer and as a performer and as just like a personality. Yeah. I think she's really great. Mm-hmm. So good job to Renee Fleming and Queen Latifah, who, by the way, Mike, not actual royalty.
Thanks for that bulletin.
I watched Channel 5, as everyone did. Everyone watched Fox all day on Sunday. And, of course, the game was good. I know that that Bruno Mars got high marks. Right. But no one really killed it like James Cerrito on the pregame stuff.
Oh, God.
Here's Jimmy.
Here we go.
Here's TV Jimmy, who, by the way, is being less like TV Jimmy, but there's something my father and I noted. Jimmy bounces when he's on TV, up and down all the time. Here's Jimmy, kind enough to mention us on the Fox pregame.
Jimmy, how much fun is it when you get an opportunity like this to
Steve Chenevy
up a little bit and try something new in the kitchen?
We love our jobs at Jimmy's. We get to do specials all the time. And we'll be looking forward to Mardi Gras.
I do everything by myself.
I do what I do so he can do what
he does. No, it's good to be creative. It's great for restaurants to be able to be creative and do fun stuff like this.
Oh, it's been good.
And of course, viewing party today, right? At 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, the Mike O'Mara Show will be there with Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Pony Boy, the whole gang will be out.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And where do folks find you?
At 697 Spring Street, Herndon, Virginia. You can follow us on Facebook, jimmystavern.com. Taking reservations, 703-435-5467.
Great guy.
He's so good. And he made all the food we talked about, he made for them. And Annie Yu ate the hot dog. And take that as any way you can offer it. Annie Yu ate that huge hamburger. And Annie Yu also had the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Really?
Annie Yu was fun to watch all
Annie
morning
Yu.
Long. Yeah, boy.
Annie Yu are all right with me.
She seems nice.
Annie Yu can visit me anytime you want.
The line of the morning belongs to E-Rock. Eric Kornstrom, I think is his last name. Is Jimmy's assistant.
Eric is a very, very funny young man.
And here he is when they asked him the best way to make a hamburger.
What is the secret to cooking a good burger?
First, you start with a good cook. Keep Jimmy out of the kitchen.
No. But Jimmy had like four segments. They went to him all morning long.
Superstar.
Have another cigarette.
It was great. Here's a little bit of the Seinfeld reunion mini movie that ran during halftime to hear George Costanza doing his best to sound like George Costanza.
I can't believe the Super Bowl is in New York.
Well, they got to have it somewhere.
All right, what's going on here? I come over for the Super Bowl, you don't put out a chip?
It's just the two of us.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get invited to another party.
Yeah, that's what happened. No, I got invited to anything.
What was that?
Nothing.
You mumbled something.
Does George sound different?
Yes, and he looks different. He looks like altered.
Suddenly he sounds like Jackie Mason.
I think he's forgotten.
Come over there to watch the party and throw out a chip.
I think he's forgotten how to do a character that he invented.
I think you're right.
Because the whole thing made me very uneasy. I like Seinfeld. I do.
Seinfeld is kind of ageless.
Yeah, but this was not
good.
But
George isn't?
No.
This isn't aging. How you want to see them.
No.
Like, I wanted Jerry to dye his hair. Like, do something.
You wanted him to look like Jerry did 20 years ago.
Speaking of hair, what was Costanza's hair?
Very low on the side of his head.
Oh, really?
Because he toupees it now.
He toupees it?
He had his hair way down low. But it turned out it was an ad for Jerry's web series, Comedians Getting Coffee in Cars, or Comedians in Cars.
So all that hype about a reunion was BS.
It was.
Though, who paid for that ad?
Jerry did.
Right?
Wow.
Well, he's got the money.
Wow. It's like if we did an ad, and again, I'm not comparing the two, but if a private entity buys the ad.
Right.
For his web series.
Yeah.
Essentially a podcast.
Is that what it is? Is it a web series?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, here we go.
Help us.
Help us. Now, this surprised me. I loved seeing Joe Namath in a fur coat. I thought that was great.
Right.
I'm glad he did not mess up the coin flip because the ref saved him. He tried to flip the coin.
It was not Joe Willie's fault.
He tried to flip the coin before the person called heads or tails.
Yeah, but the ref should hand the coin. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch other coin tosses, but it would seem to me that
it was out of order.
You call it, and then you hand the coin to the guy that's supposed to flip it.
However, this sort of surprised me and saddened me. He was on Piers Morgan on Friday night. Joe Namath was, and mentioned that he does have some brain damage from when he played in the NFL.
This is a serious issue, and I was thinking, I have grandchildren, I have daughters. It behooved me to find out what was going on. I didn't have any symptoms to speak of, but I did go get investigated, get looked at, get analyzed, took some treatment. Yes, there were areas in my brain that the cells had ceased, quieted down tremendously, and we were concerned a bit, and so I have had some treatment, and I feel great.
I applaud him for getting something done, and I wish him all the best because he's a wonderful person.
I applaud Joe Namath for dealing with his demons publicly, and there was a documentary about it, and he is a very, very brave guy to really put himself out there. And I think you have to be courageous to play quarterback or really any position in the NFL, but Joe Namath really is a terrific human being for doing what he did. He lets it all out there, and it's a great platform. So
I agree.
I wish him the best of luck.
So here's to you, Joe Namath, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. For all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man Matthew Bloom, Pony Boy. You okay, Mac? Time to stretch. Pony Boy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Great having you here.
Always is.
All correspondents for our show can be sent to TMOS Box 3, Manassas, Virginia 20108. And remember, the official eVoice line is open right now.
When?
Right now. 800-440-8167.
You can enter our contest by sending your email with name and phone number and a funny paragraph to Valentine at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.